I've mentioned that the power requirements of the phone are a lot lower. A typical handheld FM amps phone will run about 300 milliwatts, and it's usually fixed. It's possible for the cell to knock the power down, but they usually run about 300 milliwatts unless you're very close to the cell. These, again, is statistics from our capacity tests in San Diego that show a distribution of mobile transmit powers, which can range of a very wide range. It can go all the way up to 300 milliwatts, but it can go all the way down to, you know, way off the bottom end of this scale. And you can see from this that the most common power was in the order of a milliwatt to 5 milliwatts, which is a lot lower than it is for amps. And of course, this is a random variable. It's constantly changing. It depends on where you are and how close you are to the cell. But on the average, you can see that it's using considerably less power than the narrowband systems. I like to joke when I go around and I give demonstrations in the van, and we actually have a little chart that shows, you know, the received signal power, the transmit signal power, and, you know, one's going down, the other one's going up as you're driving around. And quite often when you get close enough to the cell, the transmit power is actually lower than the received power. You're actually getting more energy in through the antenna than you're putting back out. And I like to joke that we haven't yet made a phone that can be powered by the RF, you know, coming down the antenna, but, you know, we're working on it. But in those, you know, in there, those areas, you're talking about nanowatts, literally, of power going up the antenna. But that's necessary to keep the signal from jamming out all the other CDMA signals at the cell. So power control is not a luxury in CDMA; it's a necessity.